This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
Hello and welcome back to the Storytime Podcast. This podcast is brought to you first and foremost by the Storytime Superhero Patrons on Patreon. Thank you so much for your support. Special shout out this week to patron Brian Linton. Thank you, Brian. This podcast is also supported by Amazon Music, so sign up now for a 30-day free trial. Get access to 70 million songs. Cancel the free trial at any time. You can click the link in the show notes or in the video description on YouTube, or you can go to getamazonmusic.com/Clizair.
It's story time!
Hello and welcome to the Storytime Podcast. This week I have with me Fange and Kelly, both previous guests on the podcast. And actually, I was doing a podcast by myself this morning in which I mentioned you and how we met. We met years ago through the Irish YouTuber Facebook page. And Fange, we met because you're mates with my husband.
Yeah. Did we meet before? I think we probably met playing tag. We might have met like once before tag, but I think we only really met properly because of tag.
Because I came down to tag with him. Yeah. Kelly, you and I were going to talk about moving in stories, but actually we got into a conversation when the two ships were crossing in the night out of the studio, and we decided the three of us would have a chat. And Kelly, you and I have done a couple of those TikTok trends, and Fange would like them explained to him.
Yeah. this is called explain it to me like I'm 38.
This is Fange on TikTok eventually.
I can't hear you,
so come pull it closer to your mouth. And
is the sliders look down for that one.
Hello? Oh, there we are.
Fange, you genius. You should have a podcast.
That's what we need. Another straight white male. Who's representing my voice? Who's representing my voice? It's like, you know, Joe Rogan, obviously, but yeah, you know, who else?
Right. So, Kelly.
Yes.
Get us going. What were we talking about? We were talking about TikTok. Doing TikTok trends.
So, can I just say full disclosure that I did install TikTok and I made one video where I was blinking and my eye color kept changing.
I know the filter you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it was the magic of the filter. I wasn't doing anything. It wasn't like I had contact lenses and I was switching them.
Obviously.
I was impressed.
I actually haven't made any TikToks. I've been just doing. So I just did that trend. So basically, I hadn't been around.
Hello.
How's
this? Is it good? Is it perfect?
I hadn't been getting on TikTok, and basically we'd been told to be on TikTok because they were like, oh, look, this TikTok is this new shiny thing. And I was like, oh, I'm too old for it. And Claire was like, no, like get on it and like find the people that you like. But Claire kept sending me, and I kept finding this trend where it was like gamer boys would be playing online with their friends, obviously through a headset and stuff, and they'd be playing games, and then their girlfriend would walk out naked, and they would be shocked, or they would have different things. Now, some of them are definitely posed.
Definitely faked.
Definitely.
Like, some of them were like, they'd fuck the controller across the room and as if like they'd never seen a naked woman before and like leg it over to her, like pick her up. And I was like, no! Yeah, who reacts like that?
Can I just translate this for the 30-somethings listening? Because that's my job in all this.
Yep,
so this 100%. Is foreplay for millennials. This is what's happening here.
Right, completely.
This is, well, obviously, yes, the inference is that the two have sex after that TikTok is filmed.
But
well,
not on TikTok, I assume.
Yeah. Not on TikTok.
I actually don't think so, because I think it's so fake that it must be like, and cut. Okay, see you later. Go back to your game. Yeah, no, see you later.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, so I did that one, but I also, because it's faked in a lot of TikTok.
We were talking about how we thought a lot of them were fake.
Especially, I think, the American ones. And I was like, I actually don't want a faked reaction from Colin. So the day...
Colin being your other half, just in case anyone listening doesn't know.
Sorry.
I presume they do.
We're kind of... Yeah.
Internet famous.
I'm not internet famous.
You guys are internet famous. They definitely are.
I mean, on a scale.
Can I ask a really practical question? And I really hope this doesn't get me cancelled. How do the TikTokers know that you're actually naked? Like, who's to say, like, how is that verified but not
exactly
deleted?
They don't.
By China?
They don't. That's why we're saying it's probably, a lot of them are probably fake.
So okay. there is a few of them that obviously, now they're all filmed. So there would be like, the first bit would like be a girl in the mirror with a towel on, and then the next like frame would just be like her dropping the towel and you could like see her feet. But I mean, they could just be in shorts and a bra. Like
there's ones that don't even have that, and it just says like walked in naked to see his reaction. So it could be fake.
Well, that's cool though, because then it means like if there's any Christian people listening and they're really upset by this, that we can just pretend that Kelly was had something under the towel.
Oh yeah, completely. I was in a full one-piece swimsuit and some shorts.
With a little kind of skirt to break the lines.
What are you talking
up,
about, like, you know? Christians? If my mum is listening to this.
Yeah, you definitely didn't walk around naked.
No, no, absolutely not.
So yeah, so you text me to say that you were going to try the trend out on Colin.
Yeah, and obviously for context, when I did it, we lived in an apartment with our other counterpart, Sean. And I basically had to knock on his door and was like, don't come out of your room. Just stay in your room for like 10 minutes and I'll like text you when it's all done. And he was like, what's going on? Like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I'm going to scare the shit out of Colin. Like, and he was like, okay. And he was like really panicked. And I remember being like, oh, I'm going to do that TikTok trend where you like get naked in front of your boyfriend. He was like, oh, okay, no worries. So
he didn't know what you were going to do.
He was on, I found out at a later point, he had like opened the door. It like, and he, what happened was he was on a Skype call with a bunch of people and they just heard me being like,
oh, no,
I'm going to do the naked thing to Sean. So no. And to Colin, to stay in your room. So yeah. So like his girlfriend the next day.
Was camera.
I mean, does it really, like his girlfriend was like, how'd it go?
Okay, so it wasn't a work call. Okay,
no. I mean, that'd be even funnier. I would love that.
This so easily could be like Kelly got cancelled. Like this story could have gone way worse.
I don't know. If I get cancelled for this, I've gone off lightly. Because some of the stuff I've done, I should really be cancelled for.
Oh, God.
But I went out, I did the trend and like I was shaking. I don't know what it was. Like Colin's definitely seen me naked before, so I don't know why I panicked so much, but I like, it's like weird being like fully naked in your sitting room for some reason.
It's so weird. So after you text me that you were going to do it, I did it as well and I totally agree. It's really weird.
I kind of like, after I'd done it, I kind of got back and I was like, oh God, I feel like it was wrong to definitely like be fully naked. As I like got back in, I was like, I think I need to put a towel on or like immediately put clothes on.
So before I tell you my story, I want to hear your story. I want to hear how Colin reacted. But I also just want to say, like, in the house you were living at the time, there was an awful lot of windows. Like, how did you manage that one?
Oh, like, and this is a running thing with Colin. So like, there'll be often times where, like, not fully naked, but like, say if I needed a top, like from like a gym clothes and it would be on the like washing line or whatever or on the air, like I'd go in and I'd just pull a top. But even then Colin would be like the windows, go back inside, like don't be showing people. And I'm like, that's fine, like, and I'd be totally casual about it, but Colin's like people can see you. And I'm like, you're fine. So this was like, I think it was like 50% him going, what the fuck is going on? And also 50% of him going, her neighbours can see everything.
Oh my God, so you didn't check all the...
No. Oh my God. I mean, it was very dark. So it's, I'm hoping nothing was
Oh, it was at night time. Okay, because literally your sitting room at the time was mostly window.
Oh, like 90% windows.
Were the lights on in the living room? Because that would, it'd be really easy to see in if the lights were off. The lights are off, you're grand.
Yeah. And I have the, we did have this like one particularly nosy neighbour. So now I'm like, oh, she definitely saw everything.
Yeah, imagine if she took a video of that and that's gone viral and you don't even know about it.
Again, not the worst thing I could be cancelled for. They'd be like, Kelly from Troy, got some love handles. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
So how did Colin react? He was playing PlayStation, was he? Was he online PlayStation?
Yeah, so he was playing, no, obviously no cameras or whatever, but he was playing over the headset. So he has like a wireless headset and he has a mic. And for a context, the mic, if you flip it up, it like mutes him. So then he was playing online and I could hear him shouting and I was like, oh, he's definitely at a boss battle or something. I was like, this is brilliant. So I like walk out and he's like in a full stream of communication with the lads. He's like, yeah, or whatever. And then I walk out and he goes, I get what you're saying. Yeah, hang on 2 seconds. And he like flips the mic up and he's like, what are you doing? Like, oh my, he's like, get out of here. And then I was like, oh, I just wanted to see how you'd react. And he was like, great. Oh my gosh. I'm, and then he's like flipping back. He's like, no, I'm still here. No, I'm still playing. Don't worry about it. Oh my God. Like, go back inside. I was like,
You weren't filming his reaction.
No, because
she doesn't make the TikTok. She just does the trend.
Because I didn't want a fake reaction. I didn't know how we'd react if there was a camera pulled.
Yeah, I feel like when you pull the camera out, it changes. So if
the stakes go way up. Yeah. Like, you don't know, like, who's looking at that? Like, what type of phone have you got?
At the time, I had a OnePlus.
What is this? Is sponsored?
No. Because if Huawei, China's probably seen everything.
Would you get out of it? Your TikTok, people think TikTok's mining your data as well.
I mean, it is.
Well, I mean,
everything is.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's a whole.
It's like, do you use Facebook?
Welcome to gabbing about GDPR.
Yeah, it's like, how much of your information have you given to Facebook already? Okay.
I actually had a mate on. I went out for dinner on Thursday.
Is that still on?
Yeah, still on.
Okay.
I actually went out for dinner on Thursday and I use DuckDuckGo rather than Google because it doesn't keep any of your cookies or anything like that, or like block sites from getting all of your information.
No joke. I'd never even heard of that before you just said it.
Well, it's just a different web browser and it relies less on, you know, you don't get as many ads and it doesn't mine half of your data as much as Google would.
Yeah.
So you get like reports saying you've missed 300 blocks of like what you've
done. Is it off? No. Oh, will you press it again?
Yep.
You do that one, French, because you know how to use it. Sorry, we were just resetting the cameras here in studio. This is so funny. One time,
place where it normally is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, of course it's normally is. One time I handed Kelly a pointed shoe camera and I said, this is how you record, and she gave me the dirtiest look and she's like, do you think I don't know how to use a camera? And ever since, it's been this running joke that Kelly knows how to use a camera and doesn't need to be told. However, you even have that camera.
Oh yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, Kelly, did you bring my Christmas present?
Oh, that sounds shady.
It's a running joke that I still haven't got my Christmas present from last Christmas.
Do I owe you a Christmas present? Was
no,
that
no, no,
a,
no, no,
I thought
no,
you
no.
aimed at me.
No, no.
Like, that's no,
we, no, no, it's full on. Like, Claire has bettering with other people about if I'll bring her a Christmas present.
Why to be fair, I didn't remind you this because she never gave it to me Christmas and I gave her one. And she
didn't you get me a Christmas present one year and lose it or something?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, get her, Fange. Get her.
No, I don't mind because I definitely didn't get her anything, so it's fine.
Why didn't I give you the Christmas present when I got it?
I think it was actually that you'd ordered it and hadn't arrived yet, and you were like, it'll arrive next week.
That's exactly. And then a pandemic happened, so hang on.
Yeah, sure.
You ever get really sad, though, when someone gives you a gift?
Why did you get really sad?
Oh, now I'm going to have to get them something. It's like, fuck.
Sometimes you say things and it just like...
Oh, but it's true.
It says a lot about you.
It does everything about me.
Shit comes out of your mouth.
Oh, someone cares for me, so now I have to care for them.
Yeah, God. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, no, let's just be mates. We don't like... What's the point? Like, I don't need this book you've given me and you don't need the book I'm going to buy you in 3 months because it's whatever fucking event we're celebrating. Like, you know, who cares?
So in that kind of same... like opinion, are you like, oh, don't go to the bar and get me a drink because then I'll have to get you a drink?
No, I love rounds and I'm good at rounds and I'm very generous with
you
rounds.
You are very good at rounds,
She thinks I'm a scab, but I'm actually
not in rounds.
Not in rounds.
Not in rounds.
I love a good round, to be fair.
Yeah, you do love a good round as well.
Big fan of rounds.
I get very stressed in rounds because I get really, because I can't keep up with the round and then you have to buy it back, and I get really weird about it. And you've pointed this out to me before because I'm like, it's my round now, even though I'm like, because I'm two drinks behind or whatever, I've stepped out of the round, but I'm like, no, I still have to get a round. And then you're like, will you fucking relax?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I have to get it back for everyone.
I know people who do round strategy and it drives me mad. So say there's four of you out, they'll always try to get the last round because the chances of you doing an even number of rounds is so the worst they can do is even. And it drives you get to the bar. And I remember one time, there was one of my friends in particular, he'll never get the first round. And I was like, no, I'm going to beat him this time. And we stood in the long haul for about 90 seconds silently until I broke. And I was like, I was so determined to win. I was like, do you want a pint? And he's like, yeah. I'm like,
I actually think I'm the exact opposite, and I think you're the same in that I'm like, oh, I'll get the first round, so then I don't have to care about rounds.
That's
like,
so clever. I never thought of it that way.
The only thing is, I always find...
That never occurred to me. Yeah, you're right. If you get the first round, then you drink for... Not for free, but you just don't have to worry about it for the next three or four.
I just don't have to... I'm like, my next three drinks will just arrive at the table.
Kelly, you've actually blown my mind here.
But for some reason, you never find when you get the first round, it just seems like... You're always aged at the bar. It's like because you're kind of excited to be there with your friends and you have to go away. I always find that that's the, even if it's not like the longest in time, it feels like the longest
round. Yeah, maybe it's because you're drunk by the fourth round.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
probably.
Like,
you're just like,
yeah. Talking to the barman, like, hey, are you busy? Yeah. Not anymore, though. Not anymore. No doing that.
God, there's nothing worse than people who are purposely trying to scamp out of rounds.
I would actually just far more like upfront pay for a full set of rounds, so then I can be like, well, I'm going to sit comfortably for the next reasonably.
That has actually blown my mind. I'm definitely going to try and utilize that strategy now in future, because I feel really bad, because sometimes it's happened to me where we've gone out after tag for like two, like a drink or whatever, and then someone will buy a round and then like we'll just go home, or like even if two rounds, and then I'll be like, right, it's my turn now, and everyone will be like, oh, so I'm going home, and then next week I'm like, right, I have to get the first and next, and then I get really pressured about it. I'm just stressed about it. No. So I'm just going to buy the first round in future and solve all my problems.
Exactly. And then you never think about that. Perfect.
I would rather be in pint credit with the universe than feel like I've been ripping pints off people.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I actually get really offended when people rip pints off people, like, because I'm like, see, I've been burned
a couple of times with this as well. So I think that's playing into it, but which I don't want to talk about on this podcast, but we'll talk about in private. But you know what I'm talking about.
But on the continent, they don't... people don't have that same concept. Like, I know loads of people have stories where they're like up in Scandinavia and they buy a round of drinks, and then everyone they're out with will just suddenly appear back at the table with one drink each. And you're like, oh,
yeah, it's not a social thing in a lot of other places. Yeah. Yeah.
I do think that you have to know the people you're with. Like, if this makes sense, like if we, us three were on a night out or whatever, and we were doing rounds, I'd be confident that you'd get the round back, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you got to read the room going, okay, you're at a table with six people, but you know he over there will only have three pints and there's six people in this round, so realistically, he's going to be a scab. So you need to make sure that the people you're with, like, there's a whole science behind it, I think.
Yeah, and, but, and then there's a good character thing where, like, you arrive with a regular group of friends and one of the guys goes, oh, I was around short last time, and he gets the first one. Like, I always think that's a good character. If someone actually remembers and they're like... I'm always early in with the rounds. But I would have friends, and I do think it's a real good, like, where they'll just go, oh, no, last time around, I was one short. They'll just remember.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, they do it to themselves. Yeah, I was like, do you ever call out somebody else?
Oh, God, no. I would be much more likely to sit there having an internal argument with them in my head that will never 100%. Be spoken. I'm not gonna,
like, absolute power move if you did that, though. Like,
oh, my God, can you imagine?
Oh, I would be on the side of the table being like, this sounds absolutely brilliant. Just watching someone call out someone for being short on rounds. Oh, amazing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, that would make the world a better place if people did that.
I actually have never... Well, like, sorry, I will do it, but I don't think I've ever been in a situation where someone... Maybe you've been like, oh, you got me a pint last time, but never a full round. Like...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
absolute. You said that, and I was like, absolute dream person. Who is that? Can we go for pints? Like,
good guy. Pretty good guy. Pretty good guy. Don't watch any other content featuring me.
So I hope you enjoyed that episode of Storytime with Clizair. This was one of the first episodes shot during take two or season two or whatever you want to call it during the rebirth of the podcast. And it was actually a really impromptu episode. Thomas Fanning Fange was on his way out of the studio after telling me other stories, which I'll link in the description below, and Kelly was on her way in, and because we're all friends in real life, we just decided to do a three-way chatty podcast and cover lots of different little stories. It has been a little bit difficult to record this podcast in this ongoing lockdown, but I have a few scheduled for this week and for next week, and I'm hoping to be back with the more structured story time episodes next week. So hope you're keeping well, stay safe, and I'll see you in the next one.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.